FAT, Sharing Time, Let Your Light Shine by Sidney S. Reynolds. Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. On page 36, accompanying this article, there is a picture of a large candle with the caption, Let Your Light Shine. In addition, there are other pictures with captions like the following. Keep the Sabbath holy. Share my testimony. Invite friends to primary activities. Be kind to others. Be honest. And let my light shine by. Have you ever been just a little bit afraid of the dark? Have you ever been in a place that was so dark that you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, even with your eyes wide open? If you've ever been afraid of the dark or been in a deep, dark cave, then you know how welcome a ray of light can be. Even a small light makes a big difference in a dark place. Jesus Christ taught those who followed him that they were the light of the world. He said that you don't light candles and put them under baskets. When you light a candle, you put it on a candlestick so that it gives light to everyone in the room. He told us, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. What does that mean? It means that if you are a good example, if you let your light shine, then when other people see your good example, they will know that you love Heavenly Father, and they too will want to honor Him. How can you let your light shine? One way is by keeping the commandments and choosing the right. When we are honest, when we keep the Sabbath holy, when we are kind, we are letting our light shine. When we obey the word of wisdom, when we dress modestly, when we use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently, we are letting our light shine. Each small light makes a big difference. There is another way we can let our light shine. Elder Henry B. Eyring's friends call him Hal. He told a story in General Conference about a friend he once worked with. His friend was a good person who loved his family. Elder Eyring never told his friend about the gospel and how families can be together forever. One day he heard that his friend had died. Elder Eyring said that he sometimes wonders if he will meet his friend in heaven, and his friend will say, Hal, you knew. Why didn't you tell me? Now Elder Eyring shares his testimony with people all over the world. When we share what we know about the gospel with others, we are letting our lights shine. We can be good examples. We can share our testimonies with others. We can be missionaries now and invite our friends to primary and to primary activities. Blessings will come to others, and our faith in Jesus Christ will grow when we let our lights shine. Instructions with the sharing time this time. To make a double puzzle family home evening game, mount page 36 on heavy paper, where we talked about the picture of the candle and the other pictures and captions. Fold in half on the vertical straight line and glue the backs together. You'll need help with this. When the glue is dry, cut out the puzzle pieces on the heavy lines and put them into a small container. Have a family member take a puzzle piece from the container and pantomime, act out without using words or noises, what is shown on the small picture side of it and what we can do to share the gospel. Let others guess what it is. Then show the picture and post the puzzle piece candle side up. Repeat till the puzzle is finished. Remember, each good thing we do helps our light shine. Sharing time ideas. 1. Work with a music leader to prepare the Sing a Story. See Sharing Time Resource Manual, pages 26 through 27. Briefly discuss missionary work with the children. For example, do any have siblings serving missions? Were any taught by missionaries? Are any preparing now to go on a full-time mission someday? And make the point that we all can be missionaries now. Sing Will Bring the World His Truth, Children's Songbook, pages 172 through 173. Retell We Believe from the Friend, November of 1995, pages 44 through 46. Ask, what will we teach the world? Have the children choose and sing one or two of the Articles of Faith songs. Children's Songbook, pages 122 through 133. Ask, how will we testify to people and help them understand? invite some children to stand in pairs like missionary companions and sing I Know My Father Lives, Children's Songbook, page 5. Share a story of the importance of not only being a good example, but also opening our mouths and telling our friends what we know about the gospel. The next song tells something very important. An investigator must hear the whisperings of the Spirit to know that the gospel is true. The Holy Ghost, Children's Songbook, page 105. When the investigator feels the witness of the Holy Ghost, he or she will want to be baptized. Sing When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, from Children's Songbook, page 102, both verses. Ask if any of the children have been to a baptism, a very happy time. Missionaries have big smiles on their faces when they're wearing their white baptismal clothes. Sing The Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77. We can all proclaim His truth. Share the story, Sandy's Missionary Chart, from The Friend magazine, October 1998, pages 36 through 37. Explain that sometimes people move away from those they teach and missionaries return home. How will new converts remain faithful? How will we remain faithful? One very good way is expressed in the Iron Rod, hymns number 274. Have the children sing it, then bear your witness that the Lord will bless us as we share the gospel and hold on to the iron rod. 2. Recently, church members have been counseled to not have children pretend to receive callings as full-time missionaries or wear pretend missionary name tags. However, preparing for full-time missions and being member missionaries is encouraged. Have a large world map or a globe available. Have a few children come up and choose a place where they might someday serve a mission. Ask what they might need to learn about their mission locales. What preparations might they need to make to serve a mission anywhere? Learn another language, to cook, to work hard, to talk to people, to be kind, to sew a button, mend, and to wash clothes, lead music, conduct a meeting, to offer prayers, to tell the Joseph Smith story, to know what we believe, the Articles of Faith, to know the Book of Mormon, and to bear testimony. Let each class choose a few things they think will be important and present one to the rest of the primary by pantomime, reciting, singing a song, role-playing, etc., 1 minute each. A right here, right now class should be last and should include the things we should all be doing every day to be good examples and to share our testimonies and invite friends to church meetings and activities. Conclude by singing The Things I Do, Children's Songbook, pages 170 through 171, and sharing your feelings about the missionary work we do by example and by calling. 3. Jesus called his apostles to be fishers of men, or in other words, missionaries. Many stories in the scriptures are about fish. These stories teach us about more than fish. They teach us about the gospel and about the power of God. Make a simple fish pond, a piece of blue paper cut like a pond to put on the floor. Put cut-out fish of different sizes and shapes and colors, each with a paper clip on its nose, in the pond. On the back of each fish, write the title of a scripture story about fish or fishers and its reference, and in advance assign a teacher to tell the story. For example, Jonah and the Great Fish, Jonah chapters 1 through 2, feeding the 5,000, Mark chapter 6 verses 33 through 34, the tribute coin, Matthew chapter 17 verses 24 through 27, calling the apostles, Matthew chapter 4 verses 18 through 22. I go a-fishing, John chapter 21, verses 3 through 6. Broiled fish and honeycomb, Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43. Make a fishing pole from a stick, a string, and a magnet. When a child pulls a fish from the pond, have the assigned teacher tell that story. Ask the child what we can learn about the gospel or the power of the Lord from the story, and then have him or her post the fish after it is caught. Help the children recognize the good things they are learning about the gospel from these scripture stories. Point to the various colors and sizes of the fish and explain that we are now casting wide the gospel net and that the gospel is for every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, for young and old, rich and poor, people of all colors and in all places in the world. Just as fishermen love to fish, We find joy when we are fishers of men and share the gospel. Sing, I Want to Be a Missionary Now. Children's Songbook, page 168. 4. Help the children understand. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Explain that even children can be good examples. Recall together scripture stories in which young people were good examples. Samuel listened to the Lord. Jesus taught and listened in the temple. Daniel and his friends did not drink the king's wine. Tell the story, My Buddy, My Friend, Friend Magazine, October 1998, pages 40 through 41, about a girl who agreed to befriend a learning disabled girl and came to love her. Or choose another story from the Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ section of the Friend. We need to always live to be worthy to go to the temple and to serve a mission. Post a My Gospel Standards chart, or each individual standard, from the Friend Magazine, February 1997, page 9. Assemble pictures or objects that illustrate each gospel standard. Have the children draw a picture or an object from a bag box and match it to the appropriate standard. Ask questions to help them explain something about their own experience with that standard. Read the whole gospel standard as each match is made. Possible objects, a picture of a baptism, a broken plate or cookie jar, honesty, a valentine or bandage, kindness, a modest article of clothing, a good book or videotape, a CD or a tape of good music, the words, bad words in a barred circle, a picture of a cigarette in a barred circle, a picture of a church or a set of scriptures or a journal, the CTR symbol, a picture of a temple, a missionary, and or a bride and groom. You might have more than one object per standard depending on the time. Sing I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, pages 78 through 79. I Will Follow God's Plan, Children's Songbook, pages 164 through 165. Or I Love to See the Temple, Children's Songbook, page 95. You might work with a music leader for this sharing time and sing a primary song for many of the standards as the matches are made. Possible songs, all from the Children's Songbook, When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, page 102, verse 2. Stand for Right, page 159. Kindness Begins with Me, page 145. Hum Your Favorite Hymn, page 152. I Want to Be Reverent, page 28. For Health and Strength, page 21. When I Go to Church, page 157. Choose the Right Way, pages 160 through 161. 5. For younger children, tell of good examples you have seen in your ward or branch among the children. Or use the story of George and how he was a good example, even at age 5. The happy sunshine child of the neighborhood. George wanted more than anything to be a missionary. He took flowers to shut-ins, ran errands, visited the lonely, raked leaves, and always said hello to everyone on his street as he passed their homes. One day his parents learned what a powerful missionary he was. A neighbor came to see them and said that he and his family wanted to know more about the things that made George such a happy, helpful boy. Talk to the children about ways they can be good examples and share the gospel with others. As you sing, Shine On, Children's Songbook, page 144. Pass a cutout paper sun. When the music stops, the child holding the sun tells how she or he can be a good example by going to church, being kind, helping mother, telling the truth, inviting friends to primary, for example. Or tell something he or she knows about the gospel. I love my family love me, I like to hear President Hinckley, I love the stories of the Book of Mormon, and etc. You might make a large picture frame, sun, that you could put around a child's face as he tells what he could do or what he knows. If a child has trouble thinking of something, you can say, I especially appreciate the child's name, example when he smiles, sings in primary, helps put away chairs, is reverent, and etc. Tell the children that missionaries let their light shine by being good examples and by sharing the light of the gospel. Sing Seek the Lord Early, Children's Songbook, page 108, or I Hope They Call Me on a Mission, Children's Songbook, page 169. 6. Other friend resources on missionary work and being an example. Sharing Time, October 1998, pages 14 through 15, and page 43. Also July 1999, pages 12 through 14, and September 1999, page 35, Ideas 3 and 4. Trying to be like Jesus Christ. See the table of contents in each issue starting in September 1996. They Spoke to Us, June 1998, page 11. Friend to Friend, May 1998, pages 6 through 7. And Missionary Roll Call, April 1998, page 23. End of the article, Sharing Time, Let Your Light Shine, by Sidney S. Reynolds.
F.H.E.